The views and opinions expressed on my story, Living with Lupus Podcast, represents each person's individual experience. By listening to this podcast or reading our blog, you agree not to use this podcast or blog as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. As always, consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. My Story Living with Lupus Podcast is officially trademarked, all rights reserved. Thank you for joining me for another episode of My Story Living with Lupus Podcast. I'm your host, Susan Hendricks, and I'm so glad that you could join me on this Saturday, December 18th, 2021. Today's episode is all about the use of marijuana to help those with lupus. That's right. So, discretion is advised. Now, you know what I want you to do? That's right. All the way from the United States to the Southern District of Israel and Jerusalem. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get ready to grab your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, and to my listeners late at night, you know I appreciate you. So get ready to grab your favorite glass of wine and join the conversation right here on My Story Living with Lupus Podcast. You know that medical marijuana has not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, better known as the FDA, to treat lupus or any other condition. There exists a great deal that is still not known about whether medical marijuana can help people with lupus. I'm sorry. Now, research is just starting to study how it might help manage or treat lupus. And I'm going to give you some information that you may need to know. Personally, if you already smoke it and it helps you and you have lupus, go for it. But this is what research is stating, and the information was retrieved from the Lupus Foundation, okay? Now, first we have to ask, what is medical marijuana? The term medical marijuana refers to the use of the marijuana plant or herb, also known as cannabis, to treat symptoms of illness and other conditions. People have used the marijuana plant or its extracts for medical purpose for thousands of years. However, there hasn't been enough research on how marijuana affects people to prove that medical marijuana is safe and effective. Marijuana contains active chemicals called cannabinoids. The main cannabinoid is commonly known as THC, which gives users a high. Another often used cannabinoid is known as CBD, which doesn't produce a high and may relieve pain and inflammation. There are also hundreds of synthetic cannabinoid chemicals. Chemicals that are created in the laboratory that mimic natural cannabinoids. Products that contain natural or synthetic THC or CBD come in many forms. These include the dried plant, herb, or flower, edibles. We're talking about brownies, cookies, candy, drinkables such as coffee, tea, lemonade, soda, and yes, even oils, which are taken orally, sprays and topical creams, and gels. Now, what is medical marijuana used for? People have used medical marijuana for a variety of health conditions, but the FDA hasn't approved medical marijuana as a safe, effective treatment for lupus or for any medical condition or symptoms. And that brings me to this point. Do you think that the reason why they will not approve the use of medical marijuana as a drug to treat lupus? Do you think that they want to keep individuals such as myself and other people who have this illness on pharmaceutical prescriptions? Because you see, the way I think is that if marijuana, weed, Mary Jane, whatever you may want to call it, is helping you, that's cutting out those ducats, that coinage from the pharmaceutical industry. Now, I know some individuals who have cancer and glaucoma use weed, not medical marijuana that you go in and get from the dispensary, but from their personal supplier for the treatment of glaucoma, the pressure on the eyes, and for the pain or the nausea that cancer may be causing an individual. So basically, you're cutting out those ducats, that coinage from the pharmaceutical company. And that is why, in my mind, and this is my personal opinion, that they do not want to see this drug used to help someone who has lupus. You know, maybe it can ease that pain, that inflammation that we sometimes get due to environmental, the environmental environment, such as, now look, I tell you like this, when it rains, I can tell you before it's getting ready to rain, because that's when I'll have a flare up. The same thing as when it snows or going into the fall, when it gets ready to turn cold. And yes, I can tell when it is going to be a hot, steamy day before the weatherman can tell you. And most of us who have this chronic illness can tell you that also. But we know that each individual who has this illness may not experience the same exact thing. Now, the FDA has approved one drug that contains CBD to treat seizures associated with two severe forms of childhood epilepsy. It has also approved three medications containing synthetic cannabinoids that may help treat cancer symptoms or the side effect of cancer therapies. The research for medical marijuana use has steadily increased. That research suggests that marijuana may be helpful in these conditions and symptoms. So see there, you can take it for your condition. But like I say, I believe it. They just don't want you to cut that kingpin middleman out, which is the pharmaceutical company. Now, they suggested the use of the use of marijuana for nausea, pain, and inflammation, epileptic seizures, diseases that affect the immune system, such as HIV, AIDS, and MS. Substance use disorder and mental illness. When we return, we'll finish up. So stay with me. Thank you for rejoining me. We're talking about medical marijuana and lupus. Has there been any recent medical marijuana studies with people with lupus? There is only one currently ongoing study of medical marijuana for lupus. That study is looking at whether a potential new drug made from a synthetic cannabinoid can treat joint pain and swelling, inflammation, and individuals with lupus. The drug, which is called JBT-101, doesn't produce a high. Several smaller studies of other conditions involving the immune system have reported positive results with JBT-101. Until more research is done, they say they don't know if medical marijuana can help people with lupus. They don't know whether it can provide relief from lupus symptoms, if it interacts with drugs used to treat these symptoms, or whether it can lessen the side effects of those drugs. If someone with lupus is thinking about trying any alternative treatments or products including medical marijuana or even, and I hate to say it this way, weed from your personal supplier, talk to your physician first. Some of these products might not be safe, may interact with medications, or could make symptoms worse. You know, they call it the miracle drug to medicine. But whether CBD actually provides those benefits in a significant way remains to be seen. Only a few studies, small ones, have definitely proven the effectiveness of medicines that involve the endocannabinoid system. To date, the only FDA-approved medication containing CBD is Epidiolex, a medication used to treat two or more forms of severe epilepsy. Now, Epidiolex have had mixed results. Some have had reductions in seizures, and others haven't shown much improvement. We're not seeing as much success as what's been reported on social media. Now, the question remains, but it adds that so far it has only been prescribed for children with the most debilitating and difficult to treat seizures. In addition, some researchers believe that CBD works most effectively in combination with other cannabinoids and compounds found in the marijuana plant. And what is known as the entourage effect. Thus, it would be less effective as an isolated chemical in a pill form. But that too remains unproven. And I wonder why they want to do everything in a pill. You prescribe these medications to those of us who are suffering from chronic illness. That does our body more harm than good. And I am a number one example of that. I was on a lupus medication, and you have heard me speak about this several times on this podcast, and they took me off of the lupus medication because it was causing my body more harm than good. Here we have a natural plant that has been used for quite some time as, well, I should say, for medicinal purposes. Okay. So why keep pumping our bodies with these medications? And why not say, talk to patients and say, hey, let me try this. It's a natural plant, and see how it works on you for your inflammation and pain and nausea. That's only my opinion. But we have to figure out, what is CBD? Now, CBD is a form, as I stated earlier, of a cannabinoid Cannabinoids are a type of chemical that binds to CB1 and CB2 receptors found throughout the body. CB1 receptors are mostly located in the nervous system, connective tissues, gonads, glands, and organs. CB2 receptors are primarily found in the immune system, along with the spleen, liver, heart, kidneys, bones, blood vessels, lymph cells, endocrine glands, and reproductive organs. What these cannabinoids do when they bind to the receptors depend on which receptor is activated, and thus can produce effects ranging from the firing of neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers sent from the brain to the rest of the body that alter mood, to reducing inflammation and promoting digestion. So our bodies have their own endocannabinoids system, but cannabinoids can also be found in nature, most abundantly in the marijuana plant. The two most well-known types of cannabinoids in the marijuana plant are THC and CBD. As stated before, THC binds together the CB1 and CB2 receptors, but the CB1 euphoria, increased heart rate, slower reaction times, and red eyes, CB2 receptor binding results in the production of a series of proteins that reduce inflammation. These proteins are called resolvins because they appear to resolve inflammation. So, the question remains the same. If it helps marijuana, weed, Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it, if it helps in inflammation, nausea, pain, why not test it among those who have lupus? The question remains the same, and the answer is, in my opinion, to cut out the kingpin, which is the pharmaceutical industry. No question about it. I'm going to make this podcast short and sweet because I know that you're getting ready to be with your family next week for the holidays. So when we return, I want to leave you with a thought, a meaningful thought. So stick with me. You know that 2021 has been a year of change, devastation, and unbelievable events. We are coming up upon a time that families come together, exchange presents, sit down for a meal, watch football, basketball, whatever game is on. But I want you to do this. Here's a suggestion, I should say. Think about those in Kentucky who lost loved ones, homes, all of their possessions, who are more than likely living in shelters at this moment. Think of those who are living on the streets. Think of those that are behind bars. And when I say behind bars, I'm talking about those that are incarcerated. Think and pray about those who have lost their lives to the offense that has been going on now, going on 3 years of the pandemic. But most of all, think about these suggestions. To your enemy, give that individual forgiveness. To your opponent, gift tolerance. To a friend, give that friend your heart. To all, charity. To a child, a good example. And most of all, to yourself, give respect. I'm Susan Hendricks for my story, Living with Lupus Podcast. No matter what the situation may be in your life, you have to keep it moving forward. I'll see you guys next year. Have a most amazing, give your loved ones a hug and tell them that you love them. I love you guys for sticking with me through my journey of lupus and now non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I am determined to make it into 2022 just fine. I'll see you guys next year. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your holiday. Be blessed.